Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Quite the late afternoon Friday news. Just about an hour ago, it was just a little bit after 4 o'clock that the news came out. According to the Miami Herald, the Miami Marlins have agreed to sell to a group led by Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter, and we have subsequently found out that Michael Jordan is also a small investor in the group. And so I would ask you the obvious question: can you feel it? Can you feel it, Marlins fans?
I don't know the answer.
Crank it up, Valero, because I feel it. There has been a cloud, a stink lifted off the Marlins franchise. Once this thing goes through, of course, I'm hoping not to jinx it.
Derek Jeter, baby. They can't slow down Jeter.
Can't slow down Jeter. Only hope to contain him.
And Jordan? You think somebody's going to say no to Jordan?
You can't say no to Michael Jordan.
In anything. I couldn't.
I couldn't.
Whatever you want, big man.
Come on, Marlins fans. Crank it up, Valero. There is someone who texted in. I'm going through a whole bunch of texts. Somebody did text in, have not been to a game at the new ballpark. I will be there opening day next season.
They better.
Now, I don't know if that guy's representative of a bunch of people. And again, I think opening day, like next year opening day, it will be a catharsis. It will be a rebirth of a franchise. But will it be that way 2 months in on a Wednesday night against the Phillies?
If it's not, I think these people have been lying to me for 6 years that I've been on the radio. That's all I heard. I wish I could go to baseball games, but I'm not going to support or give any money to that Lord. Big O! Big O's been doing that for years,
yes.
Years and years and years. I know Big O better have his ass down there at the Marlins Park as soon as this sale goes through. Anybody that said that, you are a gigantic hypocrite if you're not in that Marlins Park when this damn sale goes through.
Where'd my music go, Falero? Royce Parking is feeling it, according to the text machine. Free plug for your business if you are feeling it for the Marlins. Aetna Disability and Plantation, they are feeling it. 56022, plumbers911.com text line. Are you feeling it, Marlins fans? This is pretty celebratory news. 5
yes.
O'clock on a Friday, you're driving home. Marlins are going to have new owners. Oh, by the way, and the owner happens to be Derek Jeter. Pretty good baseball resume. Somebody texts in, the minute you guys play this song, something wrong happens.
We felt it in Tannehill's knee got hurt.
Raekwon McMillan.
Felt it for Raekwon. Yeah. You know what? But this sale, I feel it.
I feel it too. Window Classics is feeling it. People are feeling it. Gold Coast Freightway, feeling it. Shuttermasters Photography, feeling it. Trax USA, ID Telecom, Miami Fire Rescue is feeling it. Progressive Insurance is feeling it. The Citrus Health Network in Hialeah, feeling it. The Law Office of Brandon J. Gibson is feeling it. Someone's daughter is actually crying. Scotty Saylor in Pembroke Pines is feeling it. office sense. Feeling it. Someone's at the Galleria, wants to know where everyone is. SEI Wireless, they're feeling it in Davie. Squatty Potty is feeling it. I think that's a joke. Sunshine Signs in Key West. Reggae Land Music on Miramar Parkway, feeling it. I can't get through all these texts. They've
they
come in
rolling
too quickly. Yeah, crank it up, Valero. We're all feeling it. It's not going to change a damn thing. Nobody's going to go to the game still. Maybe on a weekend. Cut the music. Guy ruined my buzz.
He wasn't feeling it.
Screw you, 954-914, whatever. Man.
Want me to justify what he said or just let it roll?
Let it roll.
Okay.
Mike, go ahead, Mike. You're on QAM.
Well, what's up, my brothers?
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it!
Hit that music, Valero! He's feeling it! He's feeling it! We're all feeling it! Show me the Marlins! Show me the Marlins! Show me the Marlins! Show me the Marlins! I don't even know what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
Show me the Marlins.
Go ahead, Mike. What'd you
listen, I'm going to tell you guys. I am wearing my 560 WQAM Property of Athletic Department 2003 Marlins Championship T-shirt. When I first got it, it was black. It is now pewter gray.
So you haven't worn it in a while.
Got to separate your whites and your colors.
Valero says like Sammy Sosa.
I have had this shirt for 14 years. Since Hope Goldberg himself handed it to me at the house that Joe Robbie built on the night that Jeffrey Loria looked out at the season ticket holders and said he would not sell our squad. He looked me in my face and said to us, he would not sell our squad. This day, I wish my grandfather was here to be with me. I've got my Zaffer rum. I've got my Cohibas. I got my Bolivar Cohiba. I wish my grandfather was here. He's gone. God rest his soul. But that man is gone. I will go pack. I will buy the rental truck and help pack anything that he leaves behind. He's gone. We are blessed. Jeter and Jordy, you couldn't ask for a better situation for this city. We have suffered for 14 years.
We've been liberated. We've been liberated by the Sherman Jeter Army. The Sherman Jeter Army has rolled their tanks down Biscayne Boulevard and liberated us.
We are free.
Play our music. We're free, Valero. Show me the Marlins. Show me the Marlins, Mike. Mike, show me the Marlins.
Let's do it, baby!
The Kwan! The Kwan, Mike! 1.2 billion Kwan! Excellent call. I hope they're all like that, and my guess is they're not.
No, and his it wasn't no tobacco in his cigar, I'll tell you that much.
Charlie! Is that you, Charlie?
Dude, that guy, they weren't happier in France on D-Day than that guy was. Holy crap.
We've been liberated,
hey,
Charlie.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Joe Rose is already half done with his bottle of champagne already. He is now no longer banished from Marlins land. So
that's right. Joe Rose, cool. Not a favorite of the Loria Foundation.
No, he didn't parse his words when it came to Mr. Loria. And I don't blame him, but that's Joe. But I'm not a big baseball guy, but I'll give it another run.
All right, so you're back in. You hear the news that Loria is selling. You are back in.
Listen. I do want to talk to Crowder, though. Crowder, you need some mental examination. You need to be on a couch somewhere.
Channing Crowder?
You get yeah, No.
What's wrong with me?
You turned down a compliant, willing female because of her furniture?
Oh, yeah, man. I don't like no homemade furniture.
You know what? You were thinking about the wrong kind of wood, my brother. I mean, you look Man, you're a Paul Bunyan. I'm leaving. What, are you kidding me?
I had to get out of there, man.
I'd have knocked all that damn crap off the top of that furniture, threw a butt on that damn
Charlie's feeling it. What Give us our music.
You,
Crowder wasn't feeling it. I'm feeling it. Show me the Marlins. Charlie, show me the Marlins. Show me the Marlins. We've been liberated. We are free. Is that Charlie?
Is that Charlie?
Is that Charlie? Where's Charlie?
Is that Charlie?
Is that that was Charlie?
That was Charlie. You can't stay at a house with homemade furniture.
We're free. Marlins fans, we're free. We've been liberated. Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter came in with the keys to our cell.
We are delivered.
We are delivered.
Something wrong with you.
Because I've been liberated and I'm smelling the smells of baseball freedom. Big Mouth Ralph. Go ahead, Big Mouth Ralph.
Oh, we're feeling it.
He's feeling it.
We're over here at the Cheesecake Factory.
They're at the Cheesecake Factory at the Galleria and they're feeling it, Big Mouth Ralph. He's eating that.
Oh, my God.
He's eating that, what's that good cheesecake they have? Red velvet cheesecake.
No,
ooh,
no.
That's
some good stuff.
We're
eating hot dogs now. We're eating hot dogs. Mm. We're the sixth borough. Mm. We're now the sixth borough. We're the Yankees of the South.
We're eating dirty water hot dogs. Dirty water hot dogs in South Florida. We're the sixth borough. Derek Jeter's running our baseball team. Big Mouth Ralph feeling it.
Woo!
Woo!
You're sure?
Oh, no, I don't think this is going to work. Of course I think it's going to work, and of course I'm sure. Cutler Ridge, Laz, you're going right to the front of the line because I'm feeling it today, buddy.
Hey, man, I wish you'd felt it every day because sometimes I hang on hold too damn long.
I gave it to you today, 25 seconds. There's people been on hold 44 minutes. 25 seconds I gave it to you, Cutler Ridge, Laz.
I am feeling it.
He's feeling it. Give him the music. Valero, give him the music. He's feeling it.
Give him the music.
Show me the Marlins, Laz.
Hey, when I jumped in the car and
No one can hear you. We're feeling it. Oh, hold on a second. We're feeling it. We're too busy feeling it. Crank it up. We'll get your coherent thoughts in a moment. Right now, we're feeling it.
We're feeling it. Feeling it con el pateño.
Patano. Manzana. One time, everybody together. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Wherever you're driving, start beeping your horn. Is that illegal?
Beat up.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, don't do that. That's road rage.
Unless you're at the Polk and Beans.
The what?
Rolled my chair right out of the studio. All right, go ahead, Laz. What did you want to say, Laz?
I jump in the car. I hadn't heard anything. You know, I just heard that the Marlins, you know, there was a deal. I jump in the car. I hear you. I thought you bought the Marlins.
He gets excited, Laz.
I can tell. You better watch out, man. He might hump your leg and pee on the carpet. He's so excited.
That's a typical Friday, Laz. I get excited for the weekend.
I was 3:30.
Hey, so it would be a waste of time to mention Saints Fest, the big tailgate tomorrow, and the jam and all that, because that's all out the window because we're feeling it.
We're feeling it. Tell everybody, are you doing a thing for Saints Fest tomorrow?
Absolutely, man.
Tell everybody where you're going to be.
If this hurricane football, if it's topsy-turvy tomorrow, it's Saints Fest, so there's no enforced parking. So we'll be wherever they put us, but wherever we're at, there will be a jam. So you just listen to the music and follow the smell of the arroz con pollo, and you will find the Canes fam somewhere in there tomorrow.
Oh, that arroz con pollo, that is my jam right there.
Let me do this, and then see if I'm successful. You ready, Crowder?
What we got?
Repeat after me. Very important with the R's. Arroz con pollo.
Arroz con pollo.
You know what? That was good. That was good. You didn't assassinate and butcher the Spanish
language. Con el manzana.
Hey, listen, I'm a Yankee fan, man, all my life, and I'm glad that a Yankee's buying it. And I'm also very happy for the legions of Marlins fans out there, man. You guys deserve a human owner, you know, first and foremost. This SOB we've had here in Miami for too long, it's been like a communist government down here. You know what I mean?
That's what I say. So, we're liberated, Laz. We're liberated.
Big ups to the Marlins and the Marlins fans. And you know what? Marlins are my second team. It's my hometown team. And, I mean, unless they play the Yankees, go Marlins.
There you go. Good call, Laz. Good calls by everybody. We're going to keep taking them, too. And he mentioned Canes Fest. You can kick off Canes football season with us tomorrow. Hard Rock Stadium, Canes Fest. It's a free event. There's going to be player autographs. You can get pictures with Sebastian and the cheerleaders. There's face painting for the kids. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. will be broadcasting live. So it's Canes Fest tomorrow. Hard Rock Stadium starting at 1 p.m. with the home of the U. All of us here at 560 WQAM. The breaking news, Miami Marlins have agreed to sell the team. The Jeffrey Loria ownership group will be selling the team to Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter and a group of 16 investors. But Bruce Sherman is the main guy. Derek Jeter will run everything. This is all according to the Miami Herald. We'll take a break. More of your phone calls, 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560. Get back to your calls here in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Some other Jackson.
Got if I feel it, but.
How come you, tell you know what? I bet that there's a lot of people that get in their car today, 5:30 on a Friday, and you would expect things sound down because Raekwon McMillan.
Yeah.
And that probably would have been the tenor of the show right now had the Marlins not announced that they're or the Marlins haven't announced it. The Miami Herald has it.
Yeah, I would say the rookie second round pick linebacker hurting his knee. That's overshadowed by a $1.2 billion sale of the
right.
Marlins.
Although the Raekwon McMillan story is not a non-story. It's just getting pushed to the side right now.
That's football. That's what I've been telling people. People ask me about it, knowing I had knee problems. Football.
And I'll tell you another thing, though, too. We've never seen him play a down for the Miami Dolphins, so it's not like you're losing Rashad Jones. You know, it's not like you're losing Ryan Tannehill, which we've gone through. This is a guy that you hoped was going to be a really good middle linebacker and obviously was going to have a bigger role this year than probably they expected when they drafted him.
Yes.
It's a bummer, no doubt.
This is the bad thing to say. Well, no bad, but honest thing. He would have contributed more this year on special teams where he got hurt than on the defense. Because who's loading up with two tight ends and two running backs in the NFL?
Fair point.
Nobody puts three linebackers on the field anymore. So he would have been running down on punt and kickoff and playing if Lawrence Timmons or Kiko goes down. I enjoyed it. Everything I heard about him was great. You actually asked, or you or Joe asked about him to Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer had just praise about him. Smart kid, can play. So, yes, I said it earlier in the show, and I do believe this. When a rookie gets hurt, it's a bonus pick for next year. So now you have two second-round picks next year, and one of them is or should be your starting middle linebacker. That's cool.
It's actually, if you missed the beginning of the show, it's not a bad way to look at the Raekwon McMillan injury, which is you essentially have an extra second-round draft pick next season, and you said he's going to work on his upper body because for 6 months that's all he's going to be able to do after ACL surgery, yep. And he should come back next season even bigger and stronger and faster and even more ready to play because they'll have a year while he won't be on the field, a year under his belt at the facility and whatnot.
Comfort level and watching Kiko and Lawrence Timmons get cussed out with the post game, you know, with the film breakdown. So as he's watching, okay, I know on this coverage I have the C-gap. Then you see Kiko run off in that C-gap and get ejected from the C-gap. Okay, Kiko, you have to go in there, this angle, take this shoulder away. You know, you got destroyed. So those small things he'll learn from. blessing in disguise. And I know it's easy to say when a guy tears his knee and there's no chance of him playing, but yeah, blessing in disguise. He will. If he could play in the NFL, there's nothing other than him coming back better a year from now.
Although,
that's the only other option.
It's the worst scenario, though, in a preseason game one. They always say, just what's the one thing you want to get out of here? No injuries. Everybody always says that. What's the most important thing tonight? Get off the field with nobody getting injured. And man, this guy, again, had a great training camp so far. And, you know, first play in special teams. And again, if you're just getting in your car and you're expecting Raekwon McMillan talking, we're talking about the Marlins because they're going to be sold. The Raekwon McMillan story, it's bad, but you have zero problem with him being on the field for special teams. If you're getting into your car hoping to complain about that, you are beating down the wrong door.
I play special teams, and for those who don't like me or respect me as a player, Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas play special teams. Ricky Williams plays special teams. Any player, go back. You know what?
Junior did not play special teams.
I bet his rookie year he did.
You think he did?
Hell yeah. When you get that, Junior Seau wasn't Junior Seau. I don't know when Junior drafted, 92?
1990.
90, goodness gracious. I believe in 1990, Junior has special team tackles. It's just what you do. You come in, you're young, you're dumb, you're full of energy, and you want to break somebody's helmet open.
John Bosa, was he playing special team? Is John Bosa the guy that the –
I think John was the Dolphin one, right? And
yeah.
Joey son.
Bosa. Was he playing special teams?
I guarantee he's on a couple. Because that's what you do as a rookie. You get on special teams. Other than, be honest, like a – I'm lying about that because Ronnie played punt team when we first. Yeah, Ronnie was the number two pick in the draft and played punt team. Yes. If you're a rookie,
if you're not a quarterback,
you're playing special teams. You're fast. Okay, go over there and run down on kickoff. You'll get down there real, real, real fast. Whatever you have to do. Ted Ginn, he was known for special teams. Go back with every first round pick of the Dolphins you can think of. I will say if they weren't a quarterback, like you said, yeah. They ran down on kickoff. They ran down on punt. They did some protection. They have to. That's the job of young players.
And how quickly will he need to get ACL surgery? We know that Ryan Tannehill's waited about half a year, but how quickly will he need to get ACL surgery?
Don't follow the Tannehill plan. That's what I'll tell you to do. They can actually do it now. They'll wait for the swelling to go down. It's a lot more to it, and Dr. Chuck probably said it. The meniscus, the collateral, you know, the collateral damage of an ACL tear. There's meniscus tears. There's other, you know, MCL, LCL, PCL can be affected. They're going to evaluate that. But if it's a clean ACL tear, they can cut that damn thing open whenever they're ready. Cut the middle third out of his patella. Jam that in those holes in his femur and in his fibula, whatever the hell they put it in, and let his knee start healing up. This day and age, it's not like 1970. 1970s, an ACL tear can ruin your career. 2017, man, fix it and get back on the field. Everybody does it.
All right, so that's the
sounds like I'm selling drugs. Come on, man, get an ACL surgery.
Man.
Everybody
want a
does
little bit
it.
ACL. I'll give you that first ACL. Try the ACL.
Get his first surgery for free. Second one now. Second one you got to pay for.
So those are the two big stories today. Miami Marlins, the Miami Herald has reported Miami Marlins have agreed to sell the team for $1.2 billion to a group led by Derek Jeter. He will be your guy that you see all the time, and Bruce Sherman, who's the real money man behind it, and 16 other investors, including Michael Jordan and Raekwon McMillan, apparently out for the season with the torn ACL.
This isn't funny about Raekwon's injury, but our Texans are clever. They said, because I always compare him to myself, 6'2", 240, same size, you know, similar stats in college. They said he got my celebration down because he did the fetus on his first play out.
I thought it was you down there, number 52 in the fetal position. I thought that was you.
He was hurt, man. That was my celebration.
Stormcat, go ahead, Stormcat. You're on QAM.
Okay, I'm going to do this the Bernie Mac way, right? When I say kick it, play the music. Okay. The first question is, okay, is this signed, sealed, and delivered? This ain't like the last thing that just went past and it didn't go through.
It's not signed, sealed, and delivered, but the reports are they've come to an agreement, and they will have that agreement to the MLB offices today, and then the Major League Baseball owners would have to approve it during a vote, which I'm sure they all want Jeffrey Loria out as well. And so probably it'll be official where the new ownership group actually takes over, probably official in the first week of October, says the Herald.
Probably.
Are we getting to a point where you're not going to say kick it?
Kick it. I
he said it. He said kick it. He said kick it. You're not feeling it, Stormcat?
Kick it.
That was a great, great Bernie Mac thing.
Cut. Okay, Titanic.
What's up?
You're missing out on the greatest comeback of all time. You supposed to have that meet with Adam Gaze at Las Olas or Joel Stone Crabs, and you supposed to look at him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you supposed to ask him, you think I still got the tools? And he supposed to look at you and say, yeah, they just need polishing. And then you supposed to say, I'm going to Nova Southeastern Monday morning. I'm making the greatest comeback of all time.
Stormcat, I started the show trying to cajole Crowder into making a, he's only 33 years old, Stormcat.
Right. We finna do him like James how the Steelers do James Harrison.
James Harrison.
Right. You know, let him give him 3 weeks to get in shape, and then that last, you know, that game, he come in for the series or two, and we be ready for the season.
That's what
that
I say.
That sounds like a plan.
He's talking about millions of dollars, Stormcat.
Right.
Millions of dollars.
Hey, Crowder, you got the tools? Nah, Coach, I got to go to the bathroom, though.
Yeah, hey, we got bathrooms. Don't worry about that. They got tents nowadays. I'm quarterback from Florida State. They got tents.
You know how much you'd laugh if I was out there running around with them little 20-year-olds? They would literally run circles around me.
But there's a bunch of 33-year-old linebackers.
No, the juices will get flowing. The game juices will get flowing, and you'll be right there. It's like riding a bike. Come on, Chatty. Do that thing, man. You're missing out on the greatest comeback of all time.
And we need him, Stormcat. We Dolphins fans need him, Stormcat.
It's like riding a bike through a pit of lions, though.
Yeah, but when you run out on the field, you know how everybody run out to the smoke. When they introduce you, we're going to have straight fire.
I thought he was going to try to inhale the smoke.
Yeah, no, we're going to have fire when Chatty come out. We're going to fire everybody up.
Play the song for Crowder's comeback. Play the song for Crowder's comeback. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Don't call it a comeback. Crowder's been here for years.
Lammy Tunstall put his hands on me. You know what? I would sue somebody if I wouldn't play it again.
You can't sue somebody.
I would have to sue somebody. What the heck? Get your hands off of me. What the hell's wrong with you?
Where's my lawyer?
Call Johnny, baby. This man just grabbed me and threw me into the fence.
No comeback for sure.
The mind is there. The body's shot.
I'm going to go opposite on that. Anything is in the lead right now with you, it can't be the mind.
No.
The mind can't be in the lead on anything.
I could go out there right now and know what to do on every single play of any defense if you give me the terminology. Getting there would be the tough part. Hey, push to one. Push to him? 40 yards away. I can't get way over there. How about I cover somebody more in my range over here? Put me on one of these fat guys.
Your mind doesn't want to go hit somebody, though, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I would.
Did you see the way he lit up when he was going to be signing autographs at Dolphins camp on the first day where they were hitting? Like he was frothing at the mouth.
Might sound crazy, but it's weird. When I heard the helmets, because the practice started, but we were out by the little street. So we're signing autographs, me and Larry Little, and they started doing drills. And when I started hearing that hit of two grown men's heads hitting, I got a little tingle. My little body started to tingle.
That's what he wants the most, is to be hitting people.
It's just getting
sanctioned.
Getting to them to hit them, though. Yeah. Now, if you put me in a little box, I'd tear somebody's ass up, like in a shower. Oh, boy, give somebody hell in the bathroom.
But not on the football field.
You put who you want, and who's the best running back? Put Ezekiel Elliott in the bathroom with me and see what happens.
Oh, he'd run right
man,
over
you. Man,
you
get the hell out of here.
He would run
man,
right
I'd
over you.
And I'd dump that little boy in his head. All he does.
Lusaka Polite almost ran right over you yesterday when we were talking before our broadcast.
Gets through Lusaka Polite hell, too. And I could play it. If I worked out, I could play in short ranges, man. It's just, hey, run down the scene with Jimmy Graham. Pooh. Coach, he's going to score a touchdown, Coach. You have a special play on offense because this is an offensive play for them.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll take some more of your phone calls. We'll catch you up on all the latest news if you're just getting into your car. Miami Marlins are selling the team. They have found their bidders, according to the Miami Herald. Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter, a group of 16 investors, but really Sherman and Jeter are the top two dogs. And then Raekwon McMillan, that's the other story today that we've been talking about. Looks like out for the season with torn ACL. So we'll get you up to speed. What are you giggling?
I would play one play, and they'd say, hey, put Crowder's ass in the bathroom.
Put him in the bathroom. He's making me sick. Put him in the bathroom. You'd be in there with coffee cake. You'd be in the bathroom with coffee cake. All right, we'll get you up to speed when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Here comes the Crowder.
Doesn't come the Crowder.
No chance you're going to rethink it over the weekend and say, you know what? They need a linebacker. I'm a linebacker.
I don't even know to the extreme of what it is. It's really like getting out of a gator pit and making it out and just knowing how physical it was down, fighting and getting bit and torn up, but you made it out alive, and then just doing a backflip back into the pit.
But there's a reward there. If you came back and played linebacker for the Dolphins, I'm not saying you could or they'd even want you, but I think what, at minimum, you'd get $2 million?
Yeah, it'd be $1.5 million probably. I don't know what the vet minimum is, but I would step in as a 7-year vet, so I'd have the 7-year vet minimum. So, yeah, it'd be over $1 million. Hawk, if I become a brain surgeon, I can make money too.
Right.
You know what? There's a better chance of me becoming a brain surgeon.
No, there's
yes,
not.
Yes, there is.
No,
yes, there
not.
Is.
No, there's not.
Then my body holding up for a 16-game season at 33 years old.
You've never tried to converse with yourself for 4 hours a day. There is no chance you're becoming a brain surgeon.
And you can go to hell. How about that?
You can go to hell. There's a
football again.
A wager that was placed today at South Point, Las Vegas. They're a sports book. They play. They take a ton of big action and whatnot.
They took to take some big action.
They took an $880,000 bet today on Floyd Mayweather to beat Conor McGregor at -550. So that ticket will pay $160,000. Someone wagered today at South Point, Las Vegas, $880,000 to win $160,000 on Floyd Mayweather.
We saw another story about that when UConn girls were rolling. Somebody bet $500,000
to like win $30,000 or something.
But is that a legit bet? Because like I believe 100% with all of my heart that there's not a chance McGregor gets that punch in.
Then it's a good investment.
But to take $800,000 out of your investments to make $100 back?
Well, what about make it $880 to win $160? Because we're going to be in Vegas.
It's not worth it.
It's not?
No.
Because whoever bet that $880,000, that's equivalent to $880 for us. So if I said to you, here's $880, hold it for the night, at the end of the night, you'll give me an extra $160 on top of it, you think there's no way to lose? Then it's not a bad investment.
But it doesn't make me feel like I'm winning.
Right.
You know, that's what I was asking you. Are those good bets? Because I remember the person, they interviewed him, and he was like, it was when UConn hadn't lost in like 3 years. And he was like, my sample size is them never losing. So if I take, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars and bet them to not lose like they have for 3 years in a row, my precedent is set.
I'm sure someone put $880,000 on Mike Tyson to beat Buster Douglas because there was no chance in hell Buster Douglas was going to win that fight.
Mm. What was her name? Mike Tyson's lady.
Who?
The one he got into it with initially, the actress.
Oh, Robin Givens?
Robin Givens, man. Mm-hmm. I love Mike Tyson. I wish he didn't go to that party.
Robin Givens. Mm-hmm. Head of the class.
Mm-hmm. Was that?
Head of the class. That's the show she was on.
When was this?
That's how she became famous, head of the class.
Your time.
It was my time. Oh, I was in my prime.
Was head of the class in HD?
No. No, it was not. And probably still isn't available in HD.
Was she bad? Like, was she a sex symbol?
Oh, yeah.
She was back in the day. Because it meant, like, he acted like when I see all the stuff, man, was crazy, crazy in love with her. And then
she was.
Went downhill fast.
Yeah. Fight night is going to be coming up at 6 o'clock. I see Frank Zaffrey and Alex Dono getting ready. We're talking a little Mayweather-McGregor there. Again, breaking story, though, from the Miami Herald. Miami Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has agreed to sell the franchise for $1.2 billion to a group led by New York businessman Bruce Sherman and former New York Yankee star Derek Jeter. And Major League Baseball is expected to receive the written agreement today, Friday, according to a New York-based MLB source. Sherman, a wealthy venture capitalist who has a home in New York and is building a home in South Florida, will be the control person, similar to a managing general partner. But Jeter, the former New York Yankees star shortstop, will run the business and baseball sides of the organization, the source said. The Sherman-Jeter group has about 16 investors, and they raised the money to purchase the team after months of seeking investors to meet Loria's asking price, the source said. One of the investors, we know, is Michael Jordan. A purchase agreement with the Sherman-Jeter Group, which has been worked on for months, is expected to be completed on Friday and submitted to MLB offices in New York. Sherman, a Marlins fan, is known for his philanthropic work and previously was the chairman and chief investment officer of Naples-based Private Capital Management. Sherman increased his investment in the Marlins bid after wealthy Chicago businessman Richard Chaffetz backed out of the deal. Jeter is believed to be contributing only $25 million of his own money, but has a great relationship with Sherman, who will allow Jeter to essentially run the organization. MLB officials are expected to discuss the sale, but not vote on it in owners' meetings in Chicago next week. Sherman and possibly Jeter are expected to meet with the ownership committee prior for a full vote of owners, which is the final step required for the sale's completion. The vote could be weeks away, with closing expected in the first week of October. Miami businessman Jorge Mas also pursued the team and met with Marlins officials this week, but did not match the $1.2 billion bid of the Sherman and Jeter group. That is the story from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. We will obviously continue to follow that on this radio station. Fight night is coming your way at 6 o'clock. Randy McMichael was on with us today. Sam Madison was on with us today. Ira Winderman was on with us today. All those interviews will be posted at WQAM.com momentarily. That'll do it for us. Have a great weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
Gangsters don't have hammocks.
Jiggly.
No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written permission of WQAM and CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.